This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, June 5th. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. New roadmap for strengthening ag regulations. Data center dilemma. And Ross defends Prop 12. The Newsom administration has released the final recommendations from a multi-year study aimed at making California's agricultural food safety and water quality regulations easier for farmers and ranchers to navigate. The interagency effort by the CDFA and Cal EPA and the State Water Board examined ways to better coordinate regulatory programs, streamline administrative processes, and improve how the state collects compliance information. The report includes 18 recommendations focused on agency coordination, technical assistance, modernized data and reporting systems, regulatory efficiency, while maintaining food safety and environmental protections. Governor Gavin Newsom said the roadmap is intended to make the regulatory process work better for the people growing our food while preserving water quality and food safety standards. CDFA Secretary Karen Ross credited farmers, ranchers, local leaders, and advocates for helping shape the recommendations, calling the report, quote, a roadmap for smarter regulation. State Water Board Chair Joaquin Esquivel said the state must strengthen its data systems to make them more useful for decision makers and the public while minimizing compliance costs for growers. Data centers could drive up the cost for farmers and food processors unless California requires tech firms to pay their own way, panelists warned at the AgriPulse Food and Ag Issues Summit this week. Commissioner Jose Alito Hernandez of the Little Hoover Commission said the facilities can bring benefits if structured correctly, noting large customers could help spread infrastructure costs. But he said the risk comes when utilities build transmission for data centers that may later leave, created stranded costs that other ratepayers would have to absorb. Adria Tenen, policy director at the Utility Reform Network, said data centers are, quote, really in a class of their own because of their massive round-the-clock power use. She pointed to PG&E territory, including much of the Central Valley, where transmission upgrades tied to new data center load could land in rates paid by all customers. TURN is backing legislation to require data centers to cover interconnection costs, fund new generation, and participate in demand response. Michael Bacadoro, executive director at the Agricultural Energy Consumers Association, said agriculture is already facing a crisis from electricity costs for water pumping. He added that water use may be an even bigger concern than electricity use, especially in the San Joaquin and Imperial Valleys. CDFA Secretary Karen Ross defends her state's Proposition 12 animal welfare law in the latest AgriPulse Newsmakers airing today, saying it has not caused the widespread supply disruptions critics predicted. Ross said, quote, no one's being forced to make any changes unless they want to sell into this market. Ross said and added that processors can establish dedicated production lines for Proposition 12 compliant pork, similar to organic product systems. A lot of people stood in line to be certified to sell into this market because there was a premium for it. A Republican-led provision to advance in the House passed farm bill that would prohibit sales from regulating agriculture production practices beyond their borders. But it faces an uphill battle in the higher chamber, where Senate Ag Chair John Bozeman said he doesn't think there's a single Democrat that would vote for it. Bozeman has since confirmed the complete provision will not include in the Senate farm bill text to be released this month. Ross acknowledged ongoing concerns about pork affordability, particularly for lower-income consumers and smaller markets where products may not be as widely available. Still, she said the state's focus is now on helping producers and processors navigate compliance requirements. Ross also framed Proposition 12 as part of a broader shift in consumer expectations around animal welfare rather than a unique California phenomenon. Animal welfare and animal care matters to a lot of people, Ross said, arguing that younger consumers in particular have driven the change. In the new episode of AgriPulse Newsmakers, it features more about water, MAHA, and a retirement message from Ross, as well as from Ag Council of California President Emily Rooney and Chris Zanabini, President and CEO of the Ag Association Management Services, Inc. The House yesterday voted 213-210 to pass a $26.3 billion appropriation bill covering the Agriculture Department, FDA, and related agencies. The bill, H.R. 8646, includes $1.2 billion for USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service to help combat New World screwworm. The Trump administration is facing the first case of the livestock endangering pest in decades, as well as bird flu and other foreign plant and animal diseases. Democrats have decried the measure over cuts to food aid programs such as the USDA Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC as it is known. Congressional Republicans are pushing the bill to gut WIC by an additional $200 million, according to Representative Chrissy Houlihan of Pennsylvania. When Americans are already struggling to feed their families, this change would strip support from from already vulnerable moms and children. Speaking on the House floor ahead of the vote, Appropriation Ag Subcommittee Chair Andy Harris of Maryland sought to refute such criticism. The bill provides full funding of $8 billion for WIC. USDA data clearly shows that WIC participation has been declining and is not projected to be as high as originally estimated for fiscal year 27, Harris said. USDA also expects to have sufficient carryover funds to meet all of the program needs. Here's today's final word. You have helped us build a roadmap for smarter regulation, one that keeps pace with the complexity of today while preparing for the challenges tomorrow. CDFA Secretary Karen Ross thanked the, quote, many farmers, ranchers, local leaders, and advocates, and agency colleagues who contributed to the roadmap for regulatory streaming. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, June 5th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Allen.